Brevet. Welcome to the first Business in Focus class of our new wave. In our previous dialogue, we had a feedback session in which the boss had some criticism to make to our colleague, Terry. Today, we're going to take some sentences from that dialogue and we're going to take a closer look at those structures, learning how to say similar things in a different way using different words. Also, once again, we're going to focus a little more on pronunciation. That's why I'm going to read all the sentences slowly at first so that you can repeat after me if you'd like to. And then I'm going to read them again at a normal pace, right? And I'm also going to stop once in a while to talk a little more about an expression, a specific word, or something like that. All right? Shall we get started? Very well, then. We begin there with, can I speak with you for a moment? Can I speak with you for a moment? We've already seen this sentence in our dialogue, so we have already talked about it, but I want to remind you of the preposition that we use there with the word speak. When I say speak with, that requires some sort of interaction, right? So when I say, can I speak with you, I expect some sort of answer from you as well. All right? And another thing is the pronunciation of these two words together, the word with and the word you. When they are together, we usually link them and we say them as if they were only one word. With you, right? With you, with you, with you, with you for a moment, with you for a moment. Can I speak with you for a moment? All right, let's move on then. Can I talk to you for a minute? Can I talk to you for a minute? You might be asking yourself if I could use talk with instead of talk to. The answer is yes, you can. You can say talk with. It's similar to speak with. It requires some kind of interaction, but it means basically the same, right? Conversar com alguém. But talk to is a lot more common. It's more used, all right? Also, attention here to the pronunciation of the word talk, right? Talk. It's something like talk, something like that. A long O. Talk, 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 talk to you for a minute. Can I talk to you for a minute? All right, moving on. Do you have a moment to speak? Do you have a moment to speak? Notice how I also linked the word do and the word you. And I said them as if they were, once again, only one word. So, do, do, do. Do you have a moment? Do you have a moment? Do you have a moment to speak? Do you have a moment to speak? All right, so moving on. I need to talk to you. Do you have a moment? I need to talk to you. Do you have a moment? When I have a word that ends in a specific letter and the next word begins with the same letter, I also tend to link them together, just as we have there in moment, which ends with T, and the word to, which begins with T, right? So we link them together and we say them as if they were only one word. Moment to, moment to, moment to, moment to. Do you have a moment to speak? Do you have a moment to speak? Do you have a moment to speak? All right. I need to talk to you. Do you have a moment? I need to talk to you. Do you have a moment? Once again, here we have a situation in which we link two words. In this case here, I'm going to link need and to. And I'm going to just say them like this. Need you. Need you. I need you. I need to talk. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. Do you have a moment? I need to talk to you. Do you have a moment? I need to talk to you. Do you have a moment? All right, let's move on. Sure, what do you need? Sure, what do you need? Notice that here, once again, I linked the word do and the word you, but also the word what. I linked all of that. What do you, if I link it all, what do, right? What do, what do, what do you need? What do you need? Sure, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? What do you? Okay? Of course, How can I help you? Of course, how can I help you? No big secrets here in terms of speed, but I want to draw your attention here to the pronunciation of the word of. It's like instead of F, there is a V. So you're going to say something like of, okay? Not off, but of. Of course, okay? So, of course, how can I help you? So next time you say this word, don't forget that the correct pronunciation is of. All right, let's move forward. 2.2, certainly, what can I help you with? Certainly, what can I help you with? Here we have a situation that, as I told you before, is very common in the Germanic languages, which is ending the sentence in a preposition. So, what can I help you with? As you can see, ends in a preposition. That's not common in the Latin languages, but it's pretty common in the Germanic languages, all right? But what I want to draw your attention to in this sentence here is the pronunciation of the word certainly. Certainly. Notice that this part here, the part from the middle of the word, is not really pronounced. It's like you eat it, right? Certainly, 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 right? So you kind of eat that syllable and you don't really pronounce it. Certainly, 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 certainly. What can I help you with? Certainly, what can I help you with? All right, so don't forget to not really pronounce the part tang, okay? Just kind of eat that syllable and then say certainly, all right? 2.3, sure, do you need anything? Sure, do you need anything? Once again, we have that link between do and you, which becomes do, right? Do you need anything? And also here, we have this link between the word need and the word anything, right? Which we also pronounce together, and we say need anything, need anything, need anything. Notice how the letter D here is not really pronounced as our Portuguese D, okay? It's more similar to our Portuguese R, need anything, ra. Need anything, need anything, need anything. Do you need anything? Do you need anything? Do you need anything? All right, so sure, do you need anything? Okay, let's move forward then. Can you join me in my office for a second? Can you join me in my office for a second? No big deal here. The only thing that I want to remind you of is the word join. When she says, can you join me in my office? It means that she is in the office and that she is inviting someone to be there with her, right? Example 3.1 shows us basically the same situation using different words. Let's take a look. Can you come into my office for a moment? Can you come into my office for a moment? See, come into my office, meaning that she is already inside the office and she's inviting someone to be there with her. So in this case here, join and come into are basically synonyms, right? Can you join me in my office? Can you come into my office? They both mean the same thing. All right, moving forward, 3.2. Could you wait for me in the meeting room? Could you wait for me in the meeting room? Notice how, once again, we're gonna link the word could and the word you. And in this case here, could you, we're gonna pronounce the D in a different way. Could you, could you, could you, could you wait? Could you wait for me? Could you wait for me? Could you wait for me in the meeting room? Could you wait for me in the meeting room? So you may have already noticed that usually when a word ends with the letter D and the next word begins with a vowel sound, I'm usually gonna link them together, right? So need anything or could you and so on. Okay, moving on, 3.3. I'll be waiting for you in my office. I'll be waiting for you in my office. What's interesting here is the pronunciation of the contraction of I and will, which is I'll, I'll, I'll. I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting for you, I'll be waiting for you, I'll be waiting for you in my office. All right, moving forward, I wanted to talk to you briefly about your schedule. I wanted to talk to you briefly about your schedule. Once again, we have here the word schedule, which, as I told you last class, is pronounced schedule in American English and schedule in British English, right? Both are okay, both are accepted. Okay, let's move forward. 4.1. I need to talk to you about your performance. I need to talk to you about your performance. I think this is a good opportunity to talk about the pronunciation of the word about. Normally, we don't really pronounce the T in about, right? We just say about, 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 about your performance, about your performance. But if you want to pronounce the letter T, about your performance, that's also okay, right? Don't worry about that. So you can either pronounce it without the T, so about your performance, or you can pronounce it with the T, as in about your performance. Both are okay. All right, moving forward to 4.2. We have to discuss your priorities. We have to discuss your priorities. What's interesting here is talking about the pronunciation of the word priorities, which is a little tricky because it has two R's. And this R, the sound of this rolled R, is very typical from English, right? So priorities, priorities. Roll your tongue inside your mouth and then pronounce the R with your tongue rolled. So, right? Priorities, 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 priorities. Okay, so we have to discuss your priorities. All right, moving forward, 4.3. We should talk about your recent behavior. We should talk about your recent behavior. Once again, we have here a word that can help us practice the pronunciation of the letter R, which is the word recent, right? Recent, 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 recent behavior. Recent behavior, recent behavior. About your recent behavior, we should talk about your recent behavior. All right, let's move on. Keeping up with our production schedule has been very challenging. Keeping up with our production schedule has been very challenging. We have already talked about the sentence in our previous class, so I'm going to move on to the next sentence, all right? Our schedule is very hard to keep up with. Our schedule is very hard to keep up with. Let's just remember that the expression keep up with means to follow or to continue at the same pace or level, right? So it can either be something physical, someone is running too fast and you can't keep up, you can't have the same pace, you can't follow the same pace, or it can be something more metaphorical, right? So keeping up with our production schedule, for example. So to follow the same pace, to follow the same level, to continue on the same level, all right? So keep up with. 5.2. Meeting all our deadlines has been quite a challenge. Meeting all our deadlines has been quite a challenge. Let's talk a little about the pronunciation of the word all. 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 Which sounds like all. Something like that, right? All. All. All our deadlines. All our deadlines. Meeting all our deadlines. Meeting all our deadlines has been quite a challenge. Also, there are two more words here that are pronounced as one, which is quite a, which we pronounce quite a, quite a, quite a challenge, quite a challenge, has been quite a challenge. Meeting our deadlines has been quite a challenge. All right, 5.3. I'm finding it difficult to finish my tasks on time. I'm finding it difficult to finish my tasks on time. This expression here is actually very, very useful. Find it, and then an adjective, to, and then a verb to indicate what you think about something, what you think or how you feel about something. So if I say, I find it difficult to finish my tasks, I feel that it's difficult. I think that it's difficult to finish my tasks, right? I could say also, for example, I find it easy to keep up with her. So I think it's easy. I feel that it's easy to follow her pace, to follow her level, to continue at the same level, to keep up with her. I could also say, I find it challenging to meet our deadline. So I think it's challenging. I feel that it's challenging what to meet our deadline. So this expression, find it, an adjective, to, and a verb, is very, very useful, and you can use it in many different contexts, right? Let's move forward. I think you do a terrific job as an analyst. I think you do a terrific job as an analyst. Let's just remember here once again that the word terrific is actually positive, right? It has a positive meaning. Terrific, great, excellent, amazing, awesome, right? So terrific, the word terrific has a positive meaning. 6.1. I think you're a very skilled analyst. I think you're a very skilled analyst. This is a great opportunity for us to remember the pronunciation of the simple past form of the regular verbs, right? You saw last class with Luis how we pronounce the word wanted, in which the ed is very stressed, is very strong. Here we have a different word. We have the word skilled. Skilled, which ends in a sound that sounds like d and only d, like if there were no E. So skilled, something like that, right? Skilled, skilled, skilled. So notice how it's very different from wanted. Wanted and skilled, right? So don't forget to practice that every time you can, all right? 6.2, you are a very competent worker. You are a very competent worker. No big deal here, right? 6.3. Your skills are essential for our team. Your skills are essential for our team. Let's take this chance to take a closer look at a difference in terms of pronunciation of the words your, which is the contraction of you are, and the possessive adjective your, right? Notice how the first expression there has a closed sound, something like your. Your, okay? While the possessive adjective has an open sound, like your, okay? So your for the U-R contraction, your, and your for the possessive adjective, okay? So if we have these two sentences here, you're a very competent worker, and your skills are essential for our team. You're a very competent worker. You're a very competent worker. Your skills are essential. Your skills are essential for our team. Okay, so your and your. All right, let's move on. You've been missing a few deadlines, and I'm frankly worried. You've been missing a few deadlines, and I'm frankly worried. We have already talked about the word miss, right, a lot. But let's just remember that the pronunciation of this word is something like this, right? Miss, miss, miss. Not miss, right? But miss, miss. So you've been missing, missing. Missing a few deadlines. Another word that it's interesting to take a closer look at is few, which is something like few, right? Few deadlines, missing a few deadlines, missing a few deadlines. You've been missing a few deadlines. You've been missing a few deadlines, and I'm frankly worried. Okay, 7.1, I'm worried about your time management. I'm worried about your time management. One thing to pay attention to here is the pronunciation of the word worried, okay? It's not worried. It's more of a long I, worried. A long I and ending in a D. So worried, worried, worried. I'm worried. I'm worried about your time management. I'm worried about your time management. All right, 7.2. You've been falling behind on your tasks. You've been falling behind on your tasks. No big deal here, right? 7.3, you've recently missed some deadlines. You've recently missed some deadlines. A good opportunity for you to train the pronunciation of recently, recently, and missed, right? Missed. Recently missed. Recently missed. Recently missed some deadlines. All right, moving forward, I've got a lot of different tasks at the moment. I've got a lot of different tasks at the moment. Here we have a very interesting expression that has also a peculiar pronunciation. A lot of, which we would pronounce something like a lot of, right? A lot of. I've got a lot of different tasks. I've got a lot of different tasks at the moment. All right? 8.1. I've got a lot on my plate right now. We have a very interesting expression here, which is to have a lot on my plate. And it means that you have too much to do. So, to have too much to do. Okay? You can use this expression not just for I, for the subject I, but for other people as well. So I'm going to put here a lot on one's plate. Therefore, I could say she has a lot on her plate. Or they have a lot on their plates. So I have a lot on my plate, you have a lot on your plate, she has a lot on her plate, they have a lot on their plates, and so on. All right, we can use the same expression for different people, for different subjects. All right, 8.2. I'm a little bit swamped with all this work. I'm a little bit swamped with all this work. Here we have another interesting word, which is the word swamped. The word swamped comes from the word swamp, which is a very humid place where frogs live with a very low vegetation. Pantano, right? Swamp is a pantano. So when you are swamped, means that you have so much to do that you are kind of drowning. You are suffocated. So I'm a little bit swamped. I am suffocated with all this work. Very interesting, right? So let's move on. 8.3. I have too much work to do right now. I have too much work to do right now. No secrets here, right? Moving forward then. It's been like that for everyone around here. It's been like that for everyone around here. No problems, I believe, right? 9.1. Everyone has been going through the same situation here. Everyone has been going through the same situation here. Two words that require a little more attention here. First one is through. The word through. 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 Notice how we have a very strong, a very stressed TH sound in the beginning of the word. Through, right? Through. And also that we don't pronounce the end of the word. The GH is just not pronounced. So through, through. Something like this, okay? So through, in the beginning we have a strong TH sound and in the end we just don't pronounce the GH. Through. Through the same situation, going through the same situation, everyone has been going through the same situation, okay? And the other word that requires a little more attention is the word situation. Notice that our last T sounds like the Portuguese X. So we have something like situation. situation, something like that, right? So situation, 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 the same situation, going through the same situation. Everyone has been going through the same situation, okay? 9.2, everyone in the office has a lot to do at the moment. Everyone in the office has a lot to do at the moment. No problem here, right? 9.3, that's how things have been for us all. That's how things have been for us all. First of all, pronunciation of the word things, because practicing the TH is always very important. So things, things, things have been, how things have been, that's how things have been. Okay? And once again, let's remember that this word here is pronounced been, been, been. Okay? Not been, but been. Things have been for us all. That's how things have been for us all. All right, moving on. Some of the deadlines you missed were a bit more critical than others. Some of the deadlines you missed were a bit more critical than others. Once again here, pay attention to the pronunciation of the word of, some of the deadlines, some of the deadlines, some of the deadlines, okay? And once again, the pronunciation of missed, 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 okay? Some of the deadlines you missed, some of the deadlines you missed, all right? 10.1, you missed some very critical deadlines. You missed some very critical deadlines. No secrets here, right? 10.2, you should be careful with your timing on more critical issues. You should be careful with your timing on more critical issues. So once again, here we have with followed by a word that begins with Y. So with your, we're going to say it all together. With your, with your, with your, with your. Okay, so with your timing, be careful with your timing. You should be careful with your timing. Okay, 10.3. You've got to make sure you handle critical situations quickly. You've got to make sure you handle critical situations quickly. And the most important here is this expression here, got you, which we normally, when we're talking, we say it a little faster. It's going to become gotta, right? You've gotta, you've gotta, you've gotta make sure, you've gotta make sure, you've gotta make sure you handle critical situations quickly. Okay. Moving on, not keeping to the schedule can be a problem for other people down the line. Not keeping to the schedule can be a problem for other people down the line. We've already talked about expression down the line, right? Which means in the future. We're thinking about a timeline. So further on in this timeline is in the future, right? 11.1, missing your deadlines can make things harder for other people. Missing your deadlines can make things harder for other people. Another very good word here for you to train the pronunciation of the letter R, which is the word harder, harder, harder. Don't be afraid to really roll your tongue inside your mouth, okay? So harder, make things harder for other people, okay? 11.2. Your time management is critical to your coworkers as well. Your time management is critical to your coworkers as well. No secrets here. Let's move forward. 11.3. Doing your work on time is essential to everyone's workflow. Doing your work on time is essential to everyone's workflow. The pronunciation of the word essential is interesting to notice too. Once again, that T has the sound of a Portuguese X, right? So essential, essential, right? Essential, essential, essential. Doing your work on time is essential for everyone's workflow. All right, I'll see if there's any way to make my workflow a little bit quicker. I'll see if there's any way to make my workflow a little bit quicker. Let's take 1 second here to talk about the pronunciation of the word quicker. Just as happens in the word miss, the letter I doesn't have the same sound as the letter I in Portuguese, right? It's a more closed sound. So quicker, 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 quicker. Okay, it also happens when we say quickly or simply quick. Okay, quick, quick, quickly, quicker, quick, quickly, quicker. Okay, so quick, quicker. All right, 12.1. I will try to work faster from now on. I'll try to work faster from now on. In American English, we normally say faster without pronouncing the T, faster, right? So faster, something like that, faster, faster, faster. But if you say faster, that's perfectly fine. Don't worry, okay? So you can either say faster or faster. Both are okay, all right? I need to streamline my work strategy. I need to streamline my work strategy. This expression here, streamline, means basically to improve the efficiency. Therefore, making something more efficient. Streamline. All right? 12.3. I need to focus on doing my work a little faster. I need to focus on doing my work a little faster. Notice how I pronounced the link of the words need to a little different this time. The first time I said need to, right? So need to. And now I said need to. I need to focus. Both are perfectly fine as well. Okay, so I could say I need to focus, or I need to focus. All right, so you have these two options of pronunciation, and depending on the context, depending on your speech at the moment, it's gonna change naturally. Okay, so sometimes you're gonna say need to, and sometimes you're gonna say need to, and both are okay. All right, moving on. I don't think that it's the speed that really matters. I don't think that's the speed that really matters. Here we have a good opportunity to talk about the pronunciation of the double E, which sounds like a long I for us here Portuguese speakers. So speed. It's the speed that really matters. I don't think that's the speed that really matters. The speed, okay? 13.1. I believe that speed is less important than precision. I believe that speed is less important than precision. Remember that teacher Luis talked to you some classes ago about comparatives. Well, he's back here today again to talk to you about comparatives again, but about some different kind of comparatives, something that we call negative comparatives. Let's call him.
Usually, when we think of comparatives, what we have in mind is a relation that says something has some quality at a higher level than something else. If that quality is being cheap, for example, you'd say that product A is cheaper than product B. Or if the quality is that of being interesting, you could say that this project is more interesting than that other project. However, the comparison doesn't need to be positive like that, saying that something has more of a quality. You can also make a negative comparison with the expression less than. Let's think of a few examples comparing things using less than. This project is less interesting than the previous one. Outsourcing is less expensive than starting a manufacturing operation. I want to do something that's less stressful than this. Did you notice that all these examples had long adjectives? That's because one-syllable adjectives usually sound awkward if you compare them with less than. What that means is that instead of saying less big, for example, you would use the opposite of big, which is small. Boston is a big city, but it's smaller than New York. Smaller than, not less big than. Another option for comparing with short adjectives is to use the structure not as, adjective, as. Let's see the previous example again, using that structure. Boston is a big city, but it's not as big as New York. And that's it. Now, back to class.
All right then, let's move on with our sentences here. 13.2. I'd better work with attention than with speed. I'd better work with attention than with speed. Let's talk here about this structure of the expression had rather which is normally seen as the D in redder. What does had redder mean? It indicates a preference. So when you say, I'd rather work with attention than with precision, it means that you prefer to work with attention and that you don't prefer to work with speed, right? So the full structure of this kind of sentence would be had rather and then something else. So you prefer something and you don't prefer something else. You can say, for example, then I'd rather drink beer than wine. So I'd rather drink beer than wine. I prefer to drink beer and not to drink wine. I could also say, I'd rather stay here than go there. So I prefer to stay here. I don't prefer to go there. So had rather than, I prefer this to that. All right. So I'd rather work with attention than with speed. I prefer to work with attention and I don't prefer to work with speed. Okay, moving on. 13.3. If I work much faster, I'm afraid my consistency will suffer. If I work much faster, I'm afraid my consistency will suffer. Notice that the pronunciation of the word if is actually very similar to the word of, because the letter F is not a strong F. It has more the sound of a V. So it's more like if. If I work much faster, I'm afraid my consistency will suffer. Okay, moving forward, my suggestion would be to prioritize critical tasks. Once again, we have a very nice word to practice the pronunciation of the letter R, right? Prioritize critical tasks. My suggestion would be to prioritize critical tasks. Okay, 14.1. I'd suggest prioritizing critical tasks. Once again, we're saying the same thing, just changing the words a little bit, and then you can practice a little more saying prioritize, okay? Prioritizing, right? 14.2. Perhaps you could focus on more critical issues. Perhaps it's actually a very nice word to substitute maybe. It is a synonym of maybe, right? But it's not as commonly used. It's not as much used as maybe. So when you want to vary your vocabulary a little, you can use perhaps instead of maybe. So perhaps you could focus, maybe you could focus. Perhaps you could focus on more critical issues. Okay, 14.3. It might be a better idea to focus on high priority tasks. Okay, no secrets there. Let's move on to our last page. I don't always know which tasks are time critical. We have already talked about the word critical here, right? It can mean two things. It can mean someone who judges severely. My boss is very critical. Or it can mean something that is crucial, that is decisive. So time critical means that the time is crucial, is decisive in this project at this moment. Okay, 15.1. Sometimes I don't know which tasks are more important. No secrets here. Let's move on. 15.2. I'm often unsure of what I should focus on. Notice that I said often, okay? But you're also gonna hear some people saying often, okay? There is no problem in that. Often or often, they are both okay and both accepted. Often or often, meaning frequently. All right? 15.3. I need to be informed of which issues are time sensitive. This expression, time sensitive, is actually a synonym for time critical, which means that time is actually very important. Time is actually crucial at this moment for this project, for this context, right? So time sensitive or time critical, both are similar, both are synonyms. All right, and that's it. We had a very interesting class today focusing mostly on pronunciation, right? We did see some structures, some different ways of saying similar things, but our focus was more on pronunciation. So I hope you practice that at home. Don't forget to do your memorization hack practice. Listen to the sentences as many times as you want. Repeat them. Practice your pronunciation, and I'll see you in our next dialogue class. See you, private.